أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we've been focusing on the Qiyamah curse, which gives us the chapters that give us a vivid picture of the day of Qiyamah. Today we will look at Surah number 69, which is Suratul Haqqah. Now, Suratul Haqqah is normally translated as the truth, but in essence, haqqa means the ultimate reality, that which will definitely happen. And the focus of the surah is the ultimate undeniable reality of accountability, where no secrets are hidden. And we're talking about the day of judgment. There is the contrast of fate of those whose book is given in their right hand to those whose book is given to them in their left hand. It's quite graphic, but let's first look at the benefits of recitation. The surah ensures safety in pregnancy. It actually improves a child's intellect and memory. And in essence, we're all children. So recite it to improve your memory. It is easier counting on Qiyamah, and we see that when we understand the surah. And the reciter of Suratul Haqqah will never lose his or her focus of religion. It's actually phenomenal. So let me go back to the title. When I said the title is Haqqah, we all know Haqq means truth. Haqiqah means reality. And Haqqah is like the feminine form of Haqq, which alludes to something that is definitely going to happen. So I'm going to stress on this, the greatest instant reality. And in the did you knows, there is an ayah, which is ayah 12. And I'll read it out first so you never forget it. The ayah says, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنًا وَاعِبَةً. He says, so that we may make it, it's talking about the Quran, a reminder to you, make it a tazkira to you. وَتَعِيَهَا, and that you, it will remain a ear, a receptive, retaining ear. So it will retain all this divine knowledge. And as soon as that was revealed, the Prophet told Imam Ali, you are the retaining, the receptive ear that is mentioned in Ayah 12. And that's something I remember about Haqqah always. The moment I hear Haqqah, I know it's talking about the receptive ear and Imam Ali al-Islam. And it's just something that I associate with the surah. So we've divided the surah into three sections. The first section is ayah 1 to 18, where they're the warnings of the ultimate reality of accountability. And Allah starts off by saying, Al-Haqqah, the ultimate reality. Mal-Haqqah, what is this reality? Wama adraka mal-Haqqah, what will make you realize what this reality is, the reality of accountability. And then he gives the examples of the people of Thamud and the people of Ad and Fir'aun. Because he says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِيَةِ. Thamud and Ad, they denied the Qariya, which means they denied accountability. We all know Surah Al-Qariya, Al-Qariya, Mal-Qariya, Wama Adraka Mal-Qariya, the knocking, and what is the knocking? It's the same way Surah Al-Haqqah begins, and it's talking about the Day of Judgment, and it could mean the knock that starts off, the sound that starts off the Day of Judgment, or maybe even the clashing of intention and action. So Allah is giving us historical examples of those who deny divinity and were arrogant in essence. And in between we have here the ayah 12, where Allah says, لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةً. Divine guidance, that's the Qur'an, and anything from the prophets is that the retaining ear might retain, a receptive ear. And like I said, that's what we think about Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then in section 2, which is ayah 19 to 37, we have the contrast of the fate of those who are given the book of deeds in their right hand, and it's compared to the regret of those whose book is given to them in their left hand. See, Allah in ayah 18, he says, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. On that day you shall be exposed. no secret of yours will remain hidden. Then for those who are given the book in the right hand, it will be a matter of pride for them. They will want their book to be read, and they're given a life of bliss in Jannah. But then it compares to those who are given their book in the left hand in ayah 25, and they will say, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. How I wish that my book had never been given to me. My wealth did not avail me. My authority did not help at all. And they are punished for their injustices. Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. They did not believe in Allah the Great. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Neither did they encourage each other to feed those who were poor. And finally, the last section is from ayah 38 to 52. And it is about those who are not able to see the awesomeness of Allah. They're not able to see the awesomeness of the messenger or of the message. And here Allah says, declare the perfection of the Azim Rabb. He talks about the Prophet as an honored messenger. The Quran is a revelation from the Rabb of the worlds and a reminder for those who are God conscious. In essence, when you reject accountability, you cannot even see the writing on the wall. They call the Prophet a poet, a soothsayer. While Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَكِينِ. This is true certainty. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. And declare the perfection of your Rabb, the Azim. We saw that in Surah Al-Waqi'ah as well. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be of those who are given their book in the right hand. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.